Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. It's so interesting as you're talking about the loss of your husband and just how you and your kids responded to that. As I was hearing you talk and just thinking about how your husband was truly transformed into a man of God over the last 4 years of his life, how he became a different dad. He was a different husband. He really was a different man. It's so incredible to see how the Lord set that foundation for your family, for you, for your kids, and what a beautiful gift he gave you in that.
Absolutely.
And just knowing that without a doubt, that Chuck is with the Lord.
Right.
I mean, you know, had he passed before that, you may not have had that assurance.
Right.
But you know, because you truly saw how the Lord worked in it. And I think so much of that is going back to Monday's episode where you just trusted the Lord and you said, Lord, I'm going to be submissive to my husband. I'm going to trust you with him. And there are oftentimes very godly men who, for whatever reason, don't want their wives to homeschool, right? It doesn't mean that they're not Christians. It just means that maybe they just don't understand homeschooling. But the Lord used your faithfulness to help draw your husband to Christ in those last 4 years of his life, how he served the Lord through missions, through serving his family, through loving his kids, and really becoming the husband and the man and the dad that God had created him to be.
Oh yeah. When, you know, when you see your husband, when you're used to serving him, you know, and in a loving way, in a respectful way, you know, not being, you know, a servant, but truly serving out of a heart of respect and humility, you know, because you love the Lord, you know, but then you start seeing your husband serving you and trying to outdo you, you know, the Lord's really working in his heart, you know, and, it was just, you know, no marriage is perfect. No home is perfect, you know, but when you see those glimpses of the fruit, you know, and you start to see it blossoming and budding, you know, budding and blossoming and just truly becoming something beautiful. You know, it is so much better when we wait on God than to try to take it into our own hands, you know, and make something happen.
Right.
Without God.
We cannot force the hand of God to do anything.
We can't.
So even homeschooling our kids,
right?
You know, we can't force the hand of God in saving our kids. You know, we've often talked about, you know, homeschooling is not the gospel. Homeschooling does not save our kids. I know plenty of kids who have gone to and go to public school and they love Jesus and plenty of homeschool kids who have been homeschooled their whole lives and they've walked away from the Lord.
Right.
And so that's where us doing our job as parents, when we have our kids, whether they're in school or at home with us, and really just trusting the Lord as we do our best to parent them and disciple their hearts. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.